It started when a police officer tried to talk to a protester near Camden Yards. At first, five police officers in riot gear stood firm, but were pulled back. As officers moved away, protesters moved in. Some threw bottles at officers. That's when a couple of people in the crowd decided to get physical. The crowd started to get rowdy. More officers in riot gear ran to the scene as someone in the crowd threw a road cone and then a cooler. The scene drew attention from people in the upper decks of the ballpark and those standing in the skywalk above Howard Street. Police Commissioner Anthony Batts said there were two separate groups that caused damage downtown.
One group went to the gallery, did damage and broke out windows in the front part of our gallery. The second group stayed on the northeast side of Camden Yards in the middle of the intersection.
25-year-old Freddie Gray was arrested 2 weeks ago, handcuffed, and put in the back of a police van. He was unresponsive when the van arrived at the Western District Station, and officers called an ambulance to take him to shock trauma, where he later died. On this seventh day of protest, crowds marched peacefully from Sandtown in West Baltimore, where Freddie Gray was arrested, to City Hall. Organizers said it was important to keep the protests peaceful. Local activist PFK Boom, with the group Out for Justice, reined in demonstrators at Friday night's demonstration when some tried to antagonize drivers on Light Street. Boom said he didn't want anything more added to what he said was Baltimore's negative national image.
National attention is being brought to Baltimore. With the wire and many other things that are happening in my city gets a bad taste from the national spotlight that we do not know how to handle our business in our backyard properly.
In a news conference late Saturday, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake was surrounded by a group of local clergy and Frederica Gray, Freddie Gray's twin sister. Rawlings Blake praised those who demonstrated peacefully, but says she was profoundly disappointed to see what happened near Camden Yards.
Unfortunately, a small group of agitators intervened and turned what was otherwise a peaceful demonstration into a violent protest.
The mayor, as well as Police Commissioner Batts, commended those who tried to calm down agitated protesters.
Residents put themselves in between police officers and this agitated crowd and asked for calm and asked for peace, which was very good to see.
Councilman Brandon Scott said local activists told him those who participated in the destruction might have been from Baltimore, but those inciting the violence were from out of town.
And we have to point out these pariahs who go from town to town, ruining people's protests, ruining people's, using people's emotions for their own benefit and their own agenda.
Frederica Gray asked for calm on behalf of her family as they prepare for her brother's funeral.
Can y'all please stop the violence? Frederica Gray would not want this. Freddie's father and mother does not want no violence. Violence does not get justice. Thank you.
A wake is scheduled for later today. The funeral is scheduled for Monday morning at the New Shiloh Baptist Church on North Monroe Street. I'm Kenneth Burns in downtown Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.